Well, we've had a good series of meetings here, and I'm really glad that our meetings in the Bering Straits region began here in Nome, and that so many have testified. It really is a fine thing. We're going to Gambell tomorrow, and then the next day we're going to Shishmaref, and after that we're going to Unalakleet. So we're hoping to hear from people in all parts of this region, and I understand that some of them have already been preparing for the commission hearings, and we look forward to what the people in those villages will have to say to us. We have enjoyed our stay in Nome, though, and really appreciate the constructive way in which people have approached the question of the future and the state of land claims today. I've learned a lot here in Nome, and I find as I go from one village to the next and from one town to the next that new pieces of the picture start coming together, and I'm sure that by the time I finish this year-long odyssey early in 1985, that I'll be able to have the full picture before me and write a report that, reflecting what Alaska Natives have told me, will make a constructive contribution to sorting out these issues here in Alaska. I hope to make recommendations that will be altogether in keeping with what Alaska Natives want to do. And I will be making recommendations as well for Native people in other countries who wish to learn from the experience of Alaska Natives and their land claim settlement. In undertaking that work, all that you have said is going to be very helpful. Well, is there anybody else who'd like to say a few words this evening? I thought for a minute we were going to have our youngest person testifying, but I guess not. Well, I just want to once again thank Co-Eric for making Mary Miller available to help us organize the meetings, and to thank the Sitnasauk Corporation. If I mention that name often enough, I'll get it right, for their help, and to adjourn the meeting and to thank you all and all those who came these past 2 days. Mary, did you want to say something?
I just wanted to make one point as kind of a way to close these hearings in Nome, and that point is that we have to recognize that although our native lifestyles were dramatically transformed by ANCSA, the huge changes created by the Act, all of the changes that came with the Land Claims Act, modified but didn't supplant our characteristics as Alaska Native people and our organizational bodies. I'd like to quote something that the American Indian Policy Review Commission emphasized in its final report, and I quote, "It is precisely because the Settlement Act did not significantly affect, much less terminate, pre-existing institutions and relationships of the Alaska Natives, that to view them only through the lens of the Settlement Act is to miss more than is seen. While the Alaska Natives are shareholders and operators of the new corporations, more deeply and more enduringly, they are American Natives, who by and large still adhere to the same kinds of traditional institutions, relationships, aspirations, and hopes as their Indian brothers to the south. And I think that's a thought to keep in mind, that we've been affected by lots of federal Indian law, the most major, of course, being the Land Claims Act. But I don't think there's any law that that can displace in the long run what we represent as Native people. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I think those are appropriate, that's an appropriate message on which to conclude. I think we've had about 200 people come down here during the last 2 days to sit in on the meetings, and about, well, more than 50 have testified, and so I think it's been very successful, and I'm very grateful. So we'll adjourn now, and good luck to you all. Well.